This past week, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that an Indiana law requiring voters to show photo ID is constitutional. So we asked our Sunday Soapbox vlogger, Jacob Soboroff, to explore the issue. He went to Loyola Law School in Los Angeles to talk to election law expert Rick Hazen. Here's an excerpt from his vlog.
Hazen said we're seeing election administration and election laws being determined more and more by party affiliation throughout the United States. Without true bipartisan support for reforming our thousands upon thousands of election jurisdictions nationwide, who loses? The voters.
My proposal is that the government goes out and affirmatively registers everybody who wants to be registered. Now, of course, you have an objection to being registered, you don't have to register. But the government goes out proactively. Universal voter registration. When people are graduating high school, they get registered to vote, they get a national voter ID card. When they move, that follows with them. The voter ID card has a thumbprint on it. And so if you ever forget your card, as long as you don't forget your thumb, you can vote.
That was Loyola Law School professor Rick Hazen.
Civic Center.
Jacob Soboroff then hopped on a bus to time how long it would take someone to get a photo ID to vote.
I'm going to start my stopwatch here on my iPhone to show you how long it actually might take and how inconvenient it might be.
To see how long it took Jacob Soboroff to try to get a photo ID, go to our political blog, npr.org/Sunday Soapbox. You're listening to NPR News.